friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We just had the chance to listen to Kevin Stefanski's press conference. We've got more coming up throughout the show. We should hear from Joe Flacco maybe about a half hour from now. That's what we're hoping for. We got our fingers crossed on that. Also, we'll hear from Daryl Ryder today. Chris Rose will join us at 1 o'clock. So all these things straight ahead on Baskin and Phelps. I'm just going back to Kevin right now, too, because, I mean, Kevin just really doesn't say a whole lot in these press conferences. When he does, we're sitting here trying to figure out, like, you're dissecting his thoughts on Gabriel and how he just changed one or two different words. I mean, that's
he where... went from it's not our concern in postgame to not our focus today. Does that mean anything? Probably not. What it means is Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback. That's all that means.
Is Flacco correct? Yeah, 100%. Here's what I think. I think most of us look at this and say, if they come out against the Packers and they're down 14-0, they're down 21-0, 21-3, fans are going to be like, enough, uncle. Like, let's go to the bullpen. Let's see what you've got. You're staring down 0-3, which is a horrible place to be in the NFL. You don't want to be 0-3. And they've got a tough task this week with the Packers.
There's no reason to play a 40-year-old quarterback if you're 0-4, 0-5. There's just really no reason to do it.
There isn't. I agree. And by the way, you know I like Joe Flacco.
You rent him the back room of the house.
I was borderline wacko for Flacco there for a while. But it's not so much that I'm crazy. I was crazy about the attitude the team had when he was here last time and how it appeared that things had changed and gotten better. And that for the first time, there was a culture in that locker room that believed that they could win.
He was great. He was great when he was here before. You know, the playoff game stunk, but the regular season, he was great when he was here. I get it. It just, I don't think Joe is what this team, where it is in its development, and it is developing. Take a look at all the rookies who are playing. I don't know that that's exactly what they need right now. But I also don't know that playing a rookie quarterback is what it needs right now. You know, what it screams is they needed a younger guy who might have a little upside, who could be your starting quarterback and can move a little bit better. I'm not going to say Kenny Pickett. I'm going to say anybody else.
Yeah. I don't have an answer on the quarterback thing right now. I don't. And if they go 0-3.
You know what the answer is?
Next year, the draft. I don't want to go down that road.
And then you know what the other answer is?
What?
Deshaun Watson when he's ready.
I wonder if fans are buying into the fact that we might see Deshaun again. Because it was a hard no for everybody that we had talked to. When I was sitting here in June saying to you, hey, guys, don't forget about Deshaun Watson. He might be on the radar. And people are like, he's never playing for the Browns again. You still feel that same way? You really think they're going to leave Deshaun on the shelf if they're 0-3, 0-4, and they don't think Gabriel or Sanders is ready to play? And he is? Joe will end up, they'll end up releasing Joe, and they'll put Deshaun back on the roster.
You know, Andy, and I've talked about Pickett a lot. It's not Kenny Pickett, the player.
Mm-hmm.
It's a player who was highly thought of, who has played a little bit in the league and has had limited success, but some success. And can you find a guy and maybe help him resurrect his career? You know, for instance, Carson Wentz is in Minnesota. He's going to start this week. Carson Wentz could have been the guy instead of Kenny Pickett.
True.
You know, a guy in his 20s or early 30s who actually might be able to give you a little bit of a different look. And Joe just isn't mobile enough to pull off what Kevin Stefanski wants to do in this offense. I'd almost say it's detrimental to the rest of the offense because it's not the kind of offense that Kevin plays. But his options are two rookie quarterbacks who they obviously think aren't ready to play. So that's why a guy like Pickett made sense. A guy like Wentz made sense. Maybe a guy like Kirk Cousins would have made more sense, except the price tag. Joe's just not mobile enough to pull off what it is they seemingly want to do on offense. And that's not his fault. Andy, the guy can still throw.
I know.
And he threw 45 passes in each of the first two games. They're not helping him any.
I don't know where to go after this week if they don't win. And I mean, does anyone have any hope they're winning this week? I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
I'm borderline. Like, I think this is the week that they probably do win because no one's expecting them to win, and they're back home.
Their defense is going to give them a chance to win a football game every time they go out to play.
But the defense is going to have to score points.
Not necessarily.
That's the way it feels when you watch this team.
Well, I would like to introduce you to Jordan Love, who has never seen a fly route he doesn't want to throw.
So you think the Browns have a chance this week?
100% yes. I would not be floored if the Browns beat the Packers this week. If you take Josh Jacobs away from that offense and force Jordan Love to fling it all over the place, you might get yourself in some level of trouble. Not having Zach Tom is a big deal, too, for the Packers, their right tackle. It's the defensive side of it. This could be a total ugly slugfest. And if you take away the run game from the Packers and dare Jordan Love to throw it, he'll throw it to you. He really will. The guy is such a roller coaster ride. He's such a high variance quarterback that, yeah, it would not shock me if the defense won this game for the Browns. 100%.
They need to win.
I agree.
History tells you if you want to have any hope for the rest of the season, they have to win this week. History will tell you that. And I'm not walking away from history on this. 2018 Texans are the only team to make it in the century. 81 Jets, 82 Bucks, 92 Chargers, 95 Lions, 98 Bills, and 18 Texans.
Andy.
They're the only six teams that have ever come back in the Super Bowl era to make the playoffs.
I say this as your friend.
Yes. Stop looking at that stat.
I think it's cute that you're thinking playoffs.
Well, it's not playoffs. It's season over. That's the problem. To me, it's season over. Like, why are we playing? We're playing for the draft pick, and now we're looking to see, how can they lose?
I can't stand
being that fan.
This team is clearly rebuilding. Nobody wants to say that. Nobody in Berea wants to say that. The team is clearly rebuilding.
If Kevin would have come out today and said, you know what, guys, let's all just pump the brakes. We're rebuilding. Whatever happens this year, we're gonna say, okay, if we win, that's awesome, and that's where we want to go. Right? If we win, it's gravy. It's gravy. Because right now we're trying to take what seems like a pretty talented rookie class, even though I say that with two draft picks that may not even see the field, that we're trying to grow this thing. How many 40 plus points can another team put on the board where your team can't get to 20? Can a coach survive? Like, I don't like the instability of thinking, here we go again. They should be looking for a new coach. I hate that. These are things I just can't stand. Instability and the thought of having to go through rebuild after rebuild. I mean, yes, I know we're in a rebuild. I get it. I understand it. You're right. I don't want to believe right.
We all hate to say it. You're starting rookies all over the place. You're starting two rookies in the middle of your defense. You're starting two rookies, or you're playing two rookies in your backfield. You're playing a rookie at tight end. You're playing young guys at wide receiver. You're playing a developmental left tackle. I mean, you're rebuilding. That's okay. I mean, that truly, that's okay. The whole thing was set back by the Deshaun contract and then Deshaun not playing the way he was supposed to. They're trying to win some games while rebuilding. I get it.
You know what? I would love to turn the page on the Deshaun Watson trade.
We're not. We can't. He's here.
I know.
He's got two more years, this year and next.
David's in.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The car. Hey, David.
What's going on, fella?
Hi, David. Hey, man. What are you doing?
So I just, I keep thinking about the idea of with this Myles Garrett re-signing, like what, obviously somebody told him something that perked his interest in staying with us for more than just the money if he indeed wanted to win.
I believe you, and, David. I believe that there's something more than money. Now, most people will look at you and me and go, dude, straight money. That's the only reason he's back. I believe you, David.
I think he's going to be paid very well, and I think with endorsements and things like that, like I don't believe that it was Joe Flacco. I don't believe that it was the guys that we drafted. But just looking at where we're at right now, I really feel like the table is set. We've got two rookies that the fans can lean on and say, if we have a bad season, it's because we're trying to develop these guys. But if we have a bad season, we're also in the driver's seat for a guy that can definitely run the offense that Stefanski wants to run. Drafting him next year, that would be a name that if I'm Myles Garrett, I would be on board for sticking around with. So, unfortunately, I feel like it's going to be a down year by design because the guy that may be best suited to run our offense is playing in Texas right now.
In Texas? Arch?
Arch Manning.
All right. Thanks, David.
David, go look at Lenora Sellers' video.
I'm also not. I'm not totally on the Arch Manning. I think he needs. I think that the people around here are telling him he needs another year. Now that could all change within 2 or 3 weeks.
The quarterback,
he needs another year. In
the
college.
Quarterback best suited to run this offense this year right now is the backup in Las Vegas.
I think you got to turn the page on that too. He's not here, and he's not coming back.
But when they got rid of him,
and Kenny Pickett's not walking through that door.
When they had the second first round pick for next year, and then got rid of Pickett, it just screams, we're taking a quarterback next year and we're rebuilding. Maybe Pickett gave them a better chance to win, and that's why he's not here. Can we all think about that?
I
don't know that's true. But I don't think that thought can be dismissed because you left.
I just want to make sure, clarify, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. Say what you just said again.
He might have given this team the best chance to win. Might have. I don't know.
And they knew that?
Maybe.
And that's why they said, see you later.
They traded to get a second first-round pick for next year in a quarterback-heavy draft. And then kept a 40-year-old quarterback, a quarterback drafted in the third round, and a quarterback drafted in the fifth, and got rid of a guy who actually has a winning record as a starting quarterback in the NFL for whatever that's worth and was a former first-round pick and is clearly a reclamation project, but has the mobility to run Kevin's offense better than Joe Flacco and knows more about running an NFL offense than two rookies. And they got rid of him.
Jeff Wright, 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Joe Flacco, we're hoping to hear from him shortly. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.